What is up, you guys, and welcome back to the podcast. So today it is currently Sunday. I'm hoping that this episode gets posted today. I've had a crazy week. It has been just really exhausting. I feel like I've been really busy, and getting back into the summer schedule has been kind of hard because I'm not like exactly in my summer schedule yet. I've been working at a daycare that I won't be working through like all summer, so it's just been a little hectic. But if this episode is not up today, it will be up tomorrow on a Monday, and I greatly apologize for this not being up on a Friday like it normally would be. But just to go ahead and dive right in, this episode is just going to be a little bit just about like things I've been struggling with lately and a little bit about my testimony. So I knew I wanted to do this solo episode just talking about things that I've been struggling with lately, and I didn't know like what else to really talk about because I was like, there's no way like I'm going to be able to talk about that for super long. But I was like, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and tell part of my testimony. So I'm not sure like how long it's going to be or if it's going to be my full testimony, everything. We will kind of go with the flow and see what happens. But yeah, so I originally was supposed to record a episode that will be coming out, the one after this. I was supposed to be recording that with my guest that's coming on, and ended up rescheduling that just because I knew I wanted to get this episode out with you guys and just be vulnerable with you guys. I feel like that's something that just needs to be shown and talked about, because I feel like there's a lot of people listening to this that can get the misconception that like I'm this perfect Christian and I never have any struggles and everything's always perfect. And that is just so not realistic. So I just wanted to hop on here and kind of talk about that. Okay, so to kind of just hop right in, I wanted to go ahead and tell you guys my 3-word testimony, like I have had my guest tell whenever they come on the podcast. So my 3 words before Christ are unredeemable, unworthy, and no purpose. And then my 3 words after are redeemable, worthy, and called. The 2 words, like the before and after word, kind of go hand in hand. Unredeemable, redeemable, unworthy, worthy, no purpose, and called. They kind of go together. But yeah, I just feel like that, like those words were just kind of what really described everything that I've been through and the thoughts that I kind of had before coming to Christ, and then what it's kind of like now. But yeah, so to just kind of go ahead and dive right into the struggles that I've been going through recently. So first off, just getting into the word. I feel like I have only been getting into the word literally like 1 to 2 times a week. And the times that I'm doing that, I'm not getting in like writing all my notes and like being very purposeful with it. It's kind of just like reading or skimming through something. So yeah, that's just like, it's so weird because I like am always like, I feel like I normally read like 5 to 7 days a week, like typically like 5-ish. Just depending on my schedule and how busy I am and things that I'm doing, I feel like there's some nights that I just don't really have time to read. And I know like you can make the time, I understand that, but I feel like whenever I am like on my schedule reading like 5 days a week, there are some nights that I'm like out late with my friends until like midnight or later, and then I get home and I'm super tired and I just don't want to do anything. I just want to go to bed. So those nights I don't end up reading, but that's typically whenever I'm just kind of on my normal schedule. But yeah, recently it's literally only been like 1 to 2 days a week, and even whenever I'm doing that, it's not purposeful at all. I feel like I felt a lot of conviction with that here lately. I had texted one of my good friends and was like, hey, like, can you be my accountability partner? Like, ask me like if I'm reading at night and just different things like that. And like the first night was good, and then the second night I end up not getting home until super late. Well, I actually was with a friend, so I didn't get to her house until super late. It was a crazy night. Like, we had to call the cops. Like, there was just like a crazy mess going on that night. And she had texted me about reading, and I responded, and I was like, hey, like, I'm not able to read tonight just because everything that happened. And then after that, I feel like I just kind of like wasn't reading. And then even like at the beginning of this week, she texted me and was like, hey, like, how's your reading going? And I didn't even respond. Like, are you kidding me? That's terrible. Because I realized before the episode that I didn't even respond. Like, I meant to respond and just be like, hey, like, no, like, it's not been good. And just, like, talking to her about it. But, yeah, hopefully, I mean, she knows who she is. And I hope that you're watching this. And, yeah, this is just the honest truth that I've only been reading, like, 1 to 2 days a week. And not even purposefully reading. So I definitely want to get back on track with that because I feel like I'm just so much happier and so much just like a better person whenever I'm in the Word and learning about the Lord. It's just like, I don't know, I feel like lately it's just been a huge just mess. Like, obviously I'm still happy, but like not the joy that the Lord brings me. You know what I mean? Like, I just haven't been like that joyful, I guess. I don't know. It's just a different feeling. And I haven't had that lately, which kind of sucks, but, yeah, I'm planning to get back on track with that. Hopefully just starting reading, even just this week. Tomorrow I'm actually recording another podcast episode with somebody and it's going to be so good. And I feel like that also is going to be really helpful because what we're talking about, really, I can kind of pinpoint and like remind myself of in this situation right now. So yeah, that's definitely going to be something really good. But yeah, onto the second kind of struggle, I guess, is also prayer. I feel like I've never really always prayed before I eat. I know a lot of Christians pray before they eat. And whenever I'm with some of my friends, like I do, but that's never really been a habit that I've had that I want to start doing, even if it's just kind of by myself and silently, I still want to do that. But yeah, I feel like whenever I was like at school and like everything was going really good, I was like praying before I went to bed and like when I wake up and just like randomly throughout the day, if I was nervous for a test or like, you know, things like that. And it just has not been like that. Like most days I don't even pray. Like, it's not even a thought in my head, which I'm like, that is terrible. Like, are you kidding me? Yeah, I feel like I've really just been in a low and like in a slump, and I just like, I haven't really had anybody like daily pushing me to kind of get back, but also I haven't told anybody about just like me struggling, so nobody would know to try to help me kind of through that. So yeah, that's kind of my fault. Yeah, it's honestly been crazy like since I got out of school, because I was on such a routine and such a schedule and things were just going great and like going to Ignite and different things like that, and now it's just so different. And I actually, whenever I moved whenever I moved into school, my mom moved to Illinois from Indiana, so I'm not as close to my church as I used to be. So I have not even been like going to church on Sundays because I just really don't know like where to go anymore. I mean, my home church is like an hour away now, so I'm like, I don't have a home church anymore, I guess. But like I was saying, my friend that like I was talking about earlier, she goes to a church that's probably maybe closer to 30 minutes away from me, which would be a good distance. I just have yet to get up and go because I know that there's not like a lot of young people, and I feel like going to a new church is always kind of scary, but like I just need to put myself out there and go and see if I like that church, and if not, I mean, there's plenty other options that I can go and try. But yeah, I feel like something with me, whenever I try new things, I like to go like with a friend or go with somebody and not just by myself, because it's kind of scary sometimes. But I mean, like I said, that's kind of my own like fault, and I just need to get myself out there and go and try it. And if I don't like it, whoop-dee, like that's fine. I can go try a different church. And even if that means, like, just watching church online from the comfort of my bed, taking notes, whatever. Yeah, like, my home church would be a good one to watch. Or my church down at school, they also do online services. So that could also be something that is really good to do. Sorry, I'm setting up here. But that would also be something that's really good to do. I just haven't done it. I just haven't done it, which is terrible. So, and, like, we all struggle. Like, I'm not gonna say, like, oh, like, I'm the worst person ever and, like, get super down on myself about it, because then it's just gonna get so much worse. But at the same time, like, I could be trying. Like, I'm not even trying to get back into my routines, into my habits. Just into the things that I like doing, because I know that once I start reading, I'm not gonna wanna stop. Like, I love reading, getting into the word. I feel like I've talked about this before, even, is like the discipline. Like, it's gonna take me discipline to get back into the word and back into my routine, and discipline to make me, like, want to do it, like, without discipline, I guess. So, like, once I start reading and get into that habit, then, like, it's not even like, oh, I have to read. Like, it's like, oh, I want to read. Like, you know what I mean? And, like, I do want to read. I just haven't. Like, I've been, I don't know, I guess just, like, pushing it off. Like, not that I've been busy. I mean, yes, I've been busy, but, like, that's not an excuse. So, yeah, I don't know. It's honestly just been crazy lately. But yeah, I feel like that would really just kind of be my struggles. It's just getting back into those routines that I am used to being in, and just doing the things that I'm used to doing, getting in the word, prayer, going to church. Yeah, it's just been very hectic lately, but I definitely knew that I wanted to hop on here and let you guys just kind of listen to this and let me be vulnerable about it, just because, like, I'm not perfect and everything is not always sunshine and rainbows, and I want you guys to know that as well. And you will have bad days and you will have good days, and that's, like, that's okay. That's a part of life, honestly. But yeah, before I hop into my testimony here, if you guys are watching on the YouTube right now, you guys can tell that this is a different location that I have never recorded in before. So this is actually at my house. So I have a little just kind of set up here. It's going to be different whenever I have guests on, and I kind of just want to set this area up a little bit better. This is just a little bit of trial and error, I guess. So yeah, like, I want to kind of maybe get away. I have a TV screen over here. I kind of want to maybe get away from that. My computer, you guys can see that down there. I kind of want to get away from that. And this board, I just don't really want here. But you guys can't really see, but I have my prayer board up here, which is pretty empty because there has not been prayer lately. So the board is empty, which is sad. And then I have this cute little, like, disco ball and hat thing. Like, I think I need to move it all down. Hang on, let me tilt my camera a little bit just to show you guys. Sorry. Oh my goodness. Okay, yeah, you guys can see that. Crazy. Okay, sorry about that. Anyways, let's just go ahead and hop right into my testimony. So, oh my gosh, this has been, I feel like, a long time in the making, like, telling the podcast, telling you guys about my testimony. I've been pushing it off. It's always been, like, something that I knew I wanted to talk about in here, but I just didn't know what level I wanted to share with you guys, because obviously there's, like, my family members and the people that are in my testimony that might be listening to this. So that's just really crazy. I think I'm going to do, like, a full, like, long one maybe in the fall or next spring, whenever I am, like, more comfortable with you guys, I guess. But yeah, testimonies are a very vulnerable thing, and just thinking about that, like, some of the people that I, like, plan to have on that want to talk about their testimony, like, I am just like, wow, like, I'm so proud of them for wanting to share that with everybody. Like, that's crazy. Like, I would love sharing it, like, at just, like, different events, or, like, I don't really know how to explain that. Like, I guess, like, through, like, Chrysalis, well, Discovery now. Through, like, Discovery or, like, at Ignite or different things like that. But, like, sharing it for the whole world to hear. And even the people that are a part of it is just, like, something that's kind of scary. And everybody's going to have their opinions on everybody's testimony, I guess. I don't really know how to really explain that, but like the people that are listening that are a part of it as well are going to have their opinions. But anyways, let's just kind of dive right in. I'm going to kind of do just like a big picture kind of testimony. I am going to talk about a few specific things, but I may kind of just not talk about everything because I do want to do a full dedicated episode just to my testimony. So anyways, enough of all of that. Let's just hop right into it. So, obviously, I was born and I grew up in the Evansville area. So, it was me and my older sister, Madison, and then my mom and dad. Whenever I was in kindergarten, my mom had left and we hadn't talked to her for a few days, weeks. I don't know. I really don't remember how long it was again because I was literally like 5 or 6 years old. So I do remember it slightly, but I don't remember like all the aspects of it. So that had happened and it was just me, my sister, and my dad for a little while. And then it ended up being to where I was with my dad and then we would go to my mom's Wednesdays and every other weekend. And some points throughout like my life, she had overnight, some points she didn't. Yeah, it was just a lot of back and forth. Anybody with divorced parents would know that and understand that. It was kind of hectic and crazy because there'd be sometimes like my dad would be like, oh, like you're not allowed to bring your clothes to your mom's house because you're not going to bring them back, or just like different crazy things. And like if I got like a present at my dad's house, it was like, you're not taking that to your mom's house, like you have to keep it at my house. It's just very crazy with divorced parents, as you would know. But yeah, that kind of went on for a while. There's a bunch of other things that kind of happened throughout that, but again, I'm gonna leave that for my full testimony. So whenever I was in fourth grade, my sister actually passed away. So it was just me and her at the house one morning, and I went out to the living room to have her like go do my hair, and she was purple and not answering me. And as a fourth grader, I was just so confused. Like I did not understand what was happening. And I called my dad. He didn't answer because like he was working. I called my Nana and I'm like, hey, like, I don't know what's happening. And then they ended up calling the cops and I had to go to a neighbor's house and get my neighbor and have them like try to help me. But yeah, we were in the hospital, I want to say for around a week. I didn't go to school at all. We were just like in the hospital. But yeah, I was very thankful for my cousins and aunt and uncle in that time because I have two older cousins and then I have two younger ones. So the younger ones, there's one like right now that's a junior in high school and one's a sophomore. And then the older ones, those two are girls, sorry. And then the one that's older than me, she is I want to say junior in college. I'm not 100% for sure. I forgot. But that's also a girl. And then there's a guy that is 24. He just turned 24. So there's a little bit of an age gap there. But yeah, and my sister was 4 years older than I was. So she wasn't a whole lot older. But she was still older than me. Anyways, so throughout that time, like that week, I stayed with my aunt and uncle a lot and my cousins, and I was like, I'm best friends with my cousins, like my younger two, their names are Alyssa and Kylie, and I'm still best friends with them. Like I literally was with them yesterday. They're so sweet, but yeah, very thankful that they were there for me throughout that time because obviously my parents were there for me too, but they were in a lot more distress and everything than my cousins and like aunt, because I mean they were just a little bit farther apart and they didn't have to deal with like making all these decisions and things like that. Obviously it was still a very hard time for them, but just being able to be around my cousins was very, very helpful. Yeah, so that was something that was crazy and has changed my life in so many ways. That was just something that was so crazy. I like would never even expect that. So hug your family, hug your friends a little bit tighter and tell them you love them, because you never know when they're going to be gone. Okay. So that was like fourth grade. And after that, I ended up moving elementary schools because I wanted to go to school with my cousins. Just the house that I grew up in is where my sister passed away at, and I just had bad memories there, so I just didn't want to be there any longer. So me and my dad moved in with his parents, my Nana and Papa, and I moved to elementary schools to go to school with my cousins and just make new friends, and it was awesome. I'm so thankful that I did end up moving to schools and finding the friends that I did, because they're a big part of my story. But I feel like either way, if my sister wouldn't have passed away, now I would have stayed in Evansville or whatever would have happened, like it would have been fine, obviously. But yeah, I am just very thankful for that move. And yeah, so I went through the rest of my elementary school, junior high time. There wasn't really much that happened throughout that, I guess. And then freshman year is whenever COVID happened. So that was a whole crazy thing. March of my freshman year, so we were like getting ready to be done, is whenever COVID happened. And me and all my friends were like, oh, like, we're going back to school, like, this is silly. And we didn't end up going back to school, which is crazy. I feel like that was kind of a hard time because it was lonely, you know, you didn't have anybody. Granted, we do have social media, so I could still see what my friends were doing and Snapchat them and text them and all the things, but it was a very hard time. And around that time is whenever I started talking to a guy that actually went to Wrights High School. So I went to North Posey, he went to Wrights, and yeah, we just started talking and like we became really good friends. And I don't remember when I first hung out with him. I think it was like in the summertime, like after COVID just like had started in March. But yeah, that was a whole crazy story in itself, because I was at my friend's house. She was actually moving, and I saw that this guy was on my Snap Maps close, and I was like, hey, like, bring us food. Like, I didn't even know if he could drive. Like, I couldn't drive. But me and my friend were really hungry. We were like, hey, bring us food. And he couldn't drive because he was the same age as me, and I didn't realize that. And yeah, that's just kind of where that all started, I guess. And so we ended up dating and being together almost all throughout high school. So it was like that end of freshman year we talked, and then we started dating in August, I think. I'm not for sure anymore. But and then we dated all the way through July or August going into my senior year. So I was with him for a while. And I want to say that that's a big part of my story. I don't know. Like, we were together for a while, and we got very close, and I got very close with his family. Some different things had happened between us, as I'm going to talk about in the other episode that I go into my full testimony. That played a big role in my story, especially because the breakup happened like right before my senior year. And yeah, I was just so heartbroken because we'd been together for so long. But now, like, I know, like, it was so much for the better. I'm so glad that we aren't together. Like, no hate to him. Like, he was a great guy. I love him, but not love him like that, but you know, anyways. So just, it was a big part of my story because that's whenever I started senior year, I was very heartbroken. I knew I just wasn't living the life I wanted to live. I knew something was kind of missing, but I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what was missing. I feel like I didn't really know the Lord. And also, I completely forgot to even say this, but I grew up in the Catholic Church. So up until my sister passed away, or like a year or two after, I grew up in the Catholic Church, went to the Catholic Church, got baptized, my first communion, like all the Catholic like things that we did. But yeah, so going back to my senior year, I had a really good friend named Luke, and he actually is my cousin. Anyways, so yeah, he had talked to me about going through something called Chrysalis, and I had no clue what it was, and I kind of was just like, you know what? Sure, like, I'll go through. And it was just like a Christian, like, retreat weekend. I had no clue what to expect, but I was like, you know what? Sure, fine. And a lot of, like, his friends had went through Ever, Max. They were the ones that had already went through as well. So I was like, okay, yeah. And whenever I went through that, I want to say that was September or October of my senior year. Yeah, I think it was. I don't know. It was somewhere in the fall of my senior year. And going through that weekend was literally completely life-changing. Like, it was crazy. Yeah, going into it, I had no clue what to expect. I had no clue what was going to happen. Yeah, I just had no clue what I was even getting into. And whenever I went through, I, like, thought it was kind of just me. I didn't really know. And then there was somebody, one of my good friends now, Courtney, and then also Ava, which is the one I was talking about earlier. But they ended up going through the same flight as I did, which was really cool. And we ended up sitting at the same table as each other. So whenever you go through Chrysalis, or it's now called, like, Discovery Encounter, like, that's what it's called now, you just, like, have a, like, kind of group of people that you're with, and they were in my group, which was really cool, because they were also from North Posey, and I didn't really know them at the time, but we ended up getting really close because of it, so that was something that was really cool. There's also another girl named Laura that went through my flight, that went from North Posey, but she wasn't, like, in my group, so I didn't really talk to her as much, so I didn't really, like, become close with her, I guess. But yeah, that was really cool. I became really good friends with them, and I'm still good friends with them to this day, especially Ava, because she is dating Ever, which is somebody who went through Chrysalis, and he is, like, in my friend group now. He's one of my really good friends. So yeah, Chrysalis was completely a life-changing weekend. That's when I really gave my life to Christ. Like, it was just such a cool weekend, something really, I don't even know, like, I just keep saying the same thing over and over, but it was just, like, a life-changing weekend. Definitely recommend for any of you guys that are high school age. I think you have to be a sophomore. It's, like, sophomore through seniors is the encounter. That's the encounter weekend. And then there's also, like, weekends for college age ministry, but, like, they don't really do that one as much. And then there's also a thing called Tres Dias for the, like, adult age group. But yeah, so that happened my senior year, and that's whenever I started to grow really close to the Lord, and that's whenever I got really involved with the different like Bible studies. I started going to the church I talked about. All the things started falling really in place for me, and it was just really, I don't know, it was just so cool. I keep saying so cool and life-changing, but I really don't know what else to say, because I'm kind of just, like, speechless about how that weekend, like, is. Like, it's just amazing. I mean, some people, like, go through and it's not life-changing for them, but for me, and the way I grew up, and just the way I received it, because I didn't know you could have a relationship with the Lord. Like, I don't know, I feel like the way I was raised growing up in the Catholic Church, I just really didn't understand it. I didn't understand God, I didn't understand prayer, didn't really understand anything. And I was also young whenever I was in that church, so it's kind of different. But yeah, that was crazy. And yeah, so I just started going to Bible studies, going to church, and different things with my friends. I found a really good friend group. I'm still really good friends with all of them now. There's a bunch of girls, there's a bunch of guys, and we all have a really good time together. And sometimes we get to go to Bible studies and things like that together. But yeah, going into college, so I go to the University of Louisville, as you guys can tell by my shirt. And you guys probably just already know that. But yeah, so that's where I go to school at. And I feel like that has also helped me a lot in my faith, because I started going to a ministry called Ignite that I've talked about many other times. But yeah, Tuesday night worships and things like that have like helped me a lot. Like, there's worship nights, there's Bible study nights, different things. And all the people are so sweet and want you to grow in your faith, which is really just amazing, seeing all of these people that are just like striving for the Lord and so happy for just everybody else's successes and things like that as well. So yeah, that is something that has helped me a lot. I feel like there isn't really anything life-changing that happened my freshman year. I was on the rowing team my first semester, so I kind of had a little fallout, I guess. I feel like that was the start of my whole just like down, not downfall, but like, I don't know what other word to say. The start of my like troubles right now, because even like throughout my spring semester, so I wasn't rowing my spring semester, and I feel like I still wasn't as close to the Lord as I was before going into college, but it definitely was a lot better. My relationship with Him was a lot better. I was praying a lot more, getting into the Word a lot more. Yeah, I feel like I got like a lot better than I was in the fall, but again, it wasn't, I feel like it was more like 3 to 4 days a week I was getting into the Word, which is still like decent, but I could have been reading more and praying more for sure. But yeah, that is something that also like Ignite has helped a lot, especially like throughout that spring semester. They like kind of picked me up out of that little darkness that I was kind of in during rowing. So yeah, shout out to everybody there, especially Biz, because she is an angel, and Rachel and the Graces and Maya and my whole just Ignite family, like everybody's just so sweet. But yeah, I feel like once I got out of school, I've been home, I've been on a different schedule. I'm finally just now starting to be able to hang out with my friends, because everybody was on a different schedule getting back home. Like, one of my friends just got home like this Tuesday, so yeah, just getting back into everything has kind of been hard, but I feel like these next couple weeks are going to be kind of good on the, like, going on the upside of things. But yeah, that's just kind of a big picture testimony. There's a lot more details and things that I kind of skipped over. Yeah, I don't really know. Like, I don't know how to talk about that without going into detail about the episode that I want to do, so I don't want to like spoil everything for that. But yeah, I feel like that's kind of really all I have for you guys today. This is a much shorter episode than the rest of them, but also this is like such a last minute, and this is kind of just like something I wanted to just like let you know that like everybody goes through struggles, and like that is totally okay, and I'm here for you guys. Like, even though I may go through things as well, I would love to help you guys out. Like, if you ever need help or ever need an accountability partner or just need somebody to talk to, I'm always here. You guys can like DM me on Instagram, text me if you have my number, Snapchat, any other ways like you guys can contact me, like that's totally okay. Feel free to reach out, or even just like comment down below. Like, if you guys are on the YouTube and you like don't know me but you're watching this episode, then just comment down below and I can reach out to you guys. But yeah, just a couple little things. I hope that this comes out today on this Sunday. If not, it will be coming out on the Monday. But again, I sincerely apologize that this is coming out much later than I wanted it to, which is terrible. I hate it, but it's fine. But yeah, once we get through this kind of summer season, I will be taking like a little bit of a break in the fall just to kind of get back into the school routine and new things and that, and then I will start my season 2 back up, and I'm hoping to do like an episode every week for season 2. I'm just getting more head on that. But that's not to, that wouldn't be till like August. So we honestly still have a while. I don't know why I'm even like mentioning that, because you might forget. But yeah, if you guys are watching on the YouTube, like I said earlier, I hope you guys somewhat kind of like the setup that I am going to be having over the summer. Hopefully all of the rest of the episodes. Some people may not be able to come here to record, so I may have to do some other locations. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and see you in the next one.